This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, April 19th. Grain markets were mixed yesterday, with corn and wheat finding bargain hunters, but soy taking a hit. Here's Joe Vaklovic from the floor of the CME in Chicago with more.
Soybean market was sharply lower here on Tuesday. You know, the first big concern here among traders is the supply base. We had record production out of the U.S. in 2016, and South America is in the process of harvesting a record crop there. So between your two major producers here globally, we're just looking at massive output, which is really burning the market. And that's why we've seen so much downside in this market recently. We've seen a big sell-off that's really spanned the January, really through the month of March and into April timeframe.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.5 at 421 and a quarter. May corn ended the day down 4.75 at 361 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day up 1.5, ranging from 425.5 to 475. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for May were up 3, ranging from 499 and a quarter to 509 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up 10.5, ranging from 639 and a quarter to 674 and a quarter. Live cattle were up $1.05 at 126.42 and a half. May feeder cattle were up $1.75 at 140.42 and a half. And Class 3 milk was up 1 cent at 15.24. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.